I love the fact that the snow has stopped and the wind has stopped for a while. I love that. I love the fact the kids are back in school. Love the kids, but I've had 10 snow days. I know people in other districts have had more than that, but good Lord, we need to find a solution for that. Because I don't want to be having the kids go to school, you know, on the way to the 4th of July. Come on, nobody wants that. Congressman Tim Walberg here with me. Congressman, I want to commend one of your colleagues, Liz Cheney. She had the Green New Deal entered into the congressional record during a hearing yesterday. Good for her. Makes it and the frequently asked questions and all the nonsense about farting cows and airplanes being eliminated and people that are unwilling to work can get paid by the American government anyway and all this other gobbledygook and garbage. And so I commend her for that. But I want to ask you about something else, and that is the behavior of Congresswoman Ilhan Omar of Minnesota. Came out and apologized, basically forced to apologize, and it didn't even really sound like a real apology necessarily. I apologize, but I still don't like lobbyists like the AIPAC. And then yesterday, she as much as accused America of war crimes and genocide during a hearing on Capitol Hill yesterday. And I want to play you just one little clip here of Ilhan Omar from Minnesota. Alex, go with that.
Would you support an armed faction within Venezuela that engages in war crimes, crimes against humanity or genocide, if you believe they were serving U.S. interest, as you did in Guatemala, El Salvador, and Nicaragua?
Crimes against humanity, genocide, as you did, and therefore as America did, in Nicaragua and Central America. I mean, the fact that these things are coming out of this woman's mouth, I find highly offensive. And the fact that she's still on her assignments to these committees is appalling. And people on the other side, well, Steve King's still there. I'm not talking about Steve King. I don't think Steve King ever accused America of committing genocide and war crimes. What are your thoughts? I don't know if you've heard that clip before, but what are your thoughts?
No, I heard that, and the badgering she went, and then she wouldn't take the answer and change it from a no to a yes. I mean, this lady is out of control. She is not carrying on even anywhere near the demeanor of a member of Congress. We're all allowed to have our First Amendment liberties. We all are allowed and encouraged to have our own beliefs and philosophies. But we do it in such a way that we support America and we stand for the things that America has done in the positive. And for her to make those statements, we have members, including Steve King that you mentioned up, who have been taken off all of their committee assignments because of some of the things that they've said, right, wrong, or indifferent. Regardless, the Republican conference has decided we are going to nip some of these things in the bud. And we have at least three members right now of Congress on the Republican side who serve on no committees. Let them stay, of course, because the people elected them. But we've said you can't serve on a committee. It's about time that some of these members on the other side of the aisle who are making statements like this, anti-American statements, that's all you can say about what Omar has said, anti-American statements, badgering toward that, anti-allied statements that without foundation. I believe it's time that she should be removed from committee. She sits on one committee that I'm on, education workforce.
She had any outburst there, any outburst like that there, or so far? I mean, of course, she's only been here, you know, 6 weeks, if that. I mean, it concerns me that watching this far-left, radical leftist class from the Democrats, I mean, this woman, you get the impression she hates America. Born and raised in Somalia, yeah, you get the opinion like she hates America.
I'd like to ask her sometime, I may have that opportunity, as a Muslim woman, if she were back in Somalia, would she be able to say these things about the government? Of course, the answer is no. There she wouldn't be able to drive a car. In the United States, she has freedoms up to and including running for the U.S. Congress and being seated in the Congress. It's a serious deal, and America has its faults. We've taken care of most of those. And to respond, act this way, is just beneath the, not only the dignity of the people's house, the office that she serves in, but it's certainly beneath the dignity and the beauty of what America is all about. So I'm hoping, and we're pushing back. Our leadership has made significant contact with Speaker Pelosi on this issue and have asked her to take responsibility, even as we have, our leadership has here on the Republican side.
Do you think Nancy Pelosi is? Do you think Nancy Pelosi is mortified, embarrassed, concerned about? It's not because it's not just Omar. It's Rashida Tlaib of Michigan, of course, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who the cameras and microphones flock to and stampede over Nancy Pelosi because they don't care what she has. They, everything AOC says is gospel, even though her Green New Deal has been ridiculed by Republicans and Democrats alike. Tough job for Nancy Pelosi right now.
Tough job, but she took it. She wanted it. She gave away a lot of perks, including to people like this, who are on committees that I don't believe they ever should have been on, have no experience, and they sit on key committees like Judiciary. It's a real concern, but hey, did you hear about the Green New Deal and what they're going to do with it in the Senate?
Yeah, they're going to vote on it, which is the same thing that Liz Cheney also said. They're going to bring it up on the House floor. They're going to try to get the Green New Deal on the House, which I think is great. Put everybody on the record. I'll give you the last word on that one, Congressman.
Yeah, well, we won't get it up for a vote in the House because Nancy Pelosi won't allow it, but we'll make motions to do that thing. But to have it voted on in the Senate is going to be really interesting to see the senators on the other side of the aisle squirm on the fact of having to vote on something they hope would never come up.
Exactly.
Because it doesn't work.
Political genius. I give, as they say, cocaine Mitch. Attaboy, Mitch. Way to get it done. Congressman Tim Walberg, always a pleasure from Michigan 7th. Thank you for being here. We'll talk soon.
Yeah, and happy Valentine's Day to your dear wife. Make sure you do what's right.
There you go. I appreciate you looking out for Ivy. Congressman, I appreciate that. We'll talk soon. It's the Steve Griffith Show.
Imagine the life you want to lead. Enjoying your kids, enjoying your retirement. There's only one problem. You can't because you owe the IRS, or maybe there are some unfiled tax returns. Don't wait for the IRS to file a lien, seize your income, or empty your bank account. Hope is only a phone call away. I'm Chris McGlatcher from Fresh Start Tax Solutions. We're here in Michigan. Call my team of experts at 269-969-9752 or go to stevegruber.com to find us.
I vaccinate because I want to protect my daughter.
I vaccinate because these diseases can be deadly.
Because of vaccines, we tend to think of diseases like whooping cough and measles as things of the past, but they aren't. Michigan's children still get them and pass them on. Get the whole story at ivaccinate.org. I vaccinate because I got the facts. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, the Franny Strong Foundation, and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.